Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're taking your calls. We're taking your questions. And I apologize. Let me also get my I have a way for me to see who's calling in. And I apologize because I had a couple people email and message. One has to do with the COVID vaccination and immigrants. And if I could talk about, are immigrants getting vaccines before U.S. citizens? I can't comment on that. There's a lot of discussion on in certain states who's getting vaccines. And my guess is there are, we're not supposed to use the term illegal immigrants anymore. I think they've stopped that. I think the Biden administration wants us to stop saying illegal immigrants and use the term undocumented, or I'm sure there was even another term. Maybe soon to be legal immigrants. I'm not sure if there's supposed to be a new term. But the reason why I think there has been a lot of discussion and a lot of rumors that quote-unquote non-legal immigrants have been getting COVID vaccines is because essential workers and certain, shall we say, age groups and certain populations are able to get the vaccine when the tiers open up. I believe in New York, somebody was refused a vaccine because he didn't show his citizenship. These vaccine distribution centers don't ask for documentation. They don't. I mean, I had to show my driver's license so they could see who I was, I believe, but you don't have to show proof of citizenship. So yes, there are people that, let's say if they are, you know, teachers or they're, you know, essential workers or, you know, in if they are caretakers, apparently there's many people that care for seniors. And when the seniors were brought in for the COVID vaccine, it made sense to also give a shot to the caretaker. So if you asked me, do I feel that non-citizens are getting the COVID vaccine? Yeah, I think, you know, the goal of public officials, and mind you, I understand that there's going to be a lot of debate and controversy with that, but the goal right now of public officials is to get everybody vaccinated, you know, as quickly as possible. And, you know, where I stand as a physician is, you know, when I was an ER doc, I didn't know what anybody's immigration status was, and I kind of didn't care. You know, I have a person who's bleeding. I have a person who's sick. I don't really care where they came from. I mean, you know, we're colorblind. We're you know, supposed to be race blind, which I'm actually asking medical students to be a little bit more aware of people's cultural differences, because sometimes certain treatments need to be taken into account, you know, because there's differences in the way we might react to medications. But, I mean, you know, you need to save a person, you need to save a person. And that's what we're going to do. Same thing with COVID. There's going to be a push from the medical community, and this isn't a right-left issue, but there's going to be a push from the medical community to vaccinate everybody, because if Biden is going to open up the, you know, if he's going to, you know, open up the wall, open up the borders, and we're already being told that now, you know, there's less consequences for, you know, illegal immigration and more people are coming over, then COVID can come back. You know, we talked about how Mexico is still grappling with high cases. We're still grappling with high cases. It's better, but we still have high cases. So we're going to have to make sure that anybody who is in our country doesn't spread COVID, whether they're here legally or not. which is why both legal and illegal, or non-documented, undocumented, whatever the proper politically correct term used is, are going to be also up for vaccines. Now, we are being told, this happened recently, that a federal judge indefinitely banned President Joe Biden's administration from enforcing a 100-day moratorium on most deportations. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a preliminary injunction sought by Texas, which argued the moratorium violated federal law and risked imposing additional costs to the state. Now President Biden wanted a 100-day pause on deportations during his campaign as part of a larger review of immigration enforcement and an attempt to reverse the priorities of President Donald Trump. And so he has this immigration bill that will allow the legalization of an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S., currently illegally, to allow them to become legal citizens. And he also instituted other guidelines on immigration and border agents and other enforcement targets. But the judge, who was a Trump appointee, ruled that the moratorium violated federal law on administrative procedure, that the U.S. failed to show why a deportation pause was justified. A temporary restraining order the judge issued was set to expire. Now, you know, when it comes to public health, we are in a crisis. You know, I mean, I understand people, you know, feel that the lockdowns were unnecessary, and I get that. I think a lot of what happened to our economy was unnecessary. We did not have to go through what we went through for COVID. We should have been better prepared with hospitals, et cetera. But having worked in a hospital, if you don't have enough hospital beds, right, you know, it makes a crisis. And one of the reasons why we had the COVID crisis is not only was it a deadly virus for some, but we didn't have enough hospital beds, we didn't have enough workers, we didn't have enough masks. So as we, you know, immigration is going to be on the minds of many public health officials, which is why I hope Biden manages his timing a little better with this, because we currently have a lot of Americans without jobs. We have a lot of Americans that are still waiting for vaccines. In fact, there's some cheating going on. I'm going to tell you guys something about some codes that apparently got into the hands of people that shouldn't have, so then they could get the vaccine. But, you know, if we do bring people in, you know, should we make sure they're vaccinated? I mean, one question one of you posed is, if we can't come back to the United States without showing that we're COVID negative, are they testing, you know, immigrants coming in? Well, if they're not catching them or finding them, then no, not everybody is getting tested. The answer to that is no. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jonathan from Los Angeles is saying that when he tries to get a vaccine twice, it's been canceled. How should he approach getting a vaccine and where should he go? I don't know how things work in California. Where I'm at, I'm in Southern Nevada, so we don't really have a lot of places to go to. And who centralizes it for us is the health district. So I usually refer people to their health district because the health district or the state website will usually have all the links on where to sign up and how to get a vaccine and how to make a reservation. Keep in mind, many of our vaccine reservations got canceled because of what happened with the storm. So there was a delay in shipment. And if there was a delay in shipment, and remember the storm was really bad last week, then all those people that got canceled, they get moved up. So don't be surprised. Expect a delay. Some places are just moving on. What they're doing is they're going to reschedule the ones who were scheduled at a later time, and whoever was on the schedule to get theirs will still get theirs. Others are saying, you know, we're just going to shift everybody by a week. So it really depends on where you're at. If you do continually get, shall we say, rejected, and there's only one way to sign up, you're kind of out of luck. You just have to keep being persistent, and it will happen. I mean, that happened for us. I mean, I know as a doctor, I could have probably gone to a hospital and all that. I didn't. I just went the regular route. And so, you know, it got full. Then finally I was able to make a reservation. It was hard because I need to bring my mom. And I also wanted to be there to kind of supervise my husband and make sure he doesn't have a reaction because he's allergic to shrimp. So we wanted to make sure that he didn't react. So I realized that it was going to be a little bit more difficult with us because it was all three of us. But it took a while and we got it. I was supposed to get the shot technically on the 20th, but because it was difficult to get an appointment, we didn't get an appointment until the following weekend. It's fine. It'll all work out. I mean, we're finding that these shots are a lot more effective after one shot than two. And so, you know, and for those people that haven't gotten it yet and are panicked, don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything fraudulent like those two women that were dressed up as grannies. You don't want to be doing that. You know, I would say just play it safe and just, you know, wait your turn. And I know it's frustrating. It's so frustrating that we're hearing that there were codes for COVID-19 vaccines that were misused in, quote, rich areas. Now, this is being reported by the New York Post. They said wealthy Californians have reportedly been getting their hands on vaccine access codes intended for residents of poor neighborhoods. This is something that is really bad. That is, that to me is evil. And I've spoken, you know, for those people that could work, that could be home, you know, to take the shot away from somebody who is manning a grocery store or the power company or trying to make things comfortable for you to be at home, essential workers should be getting their shots first. That's how I look at it. By the way, with me, I wanted to wait and let somebody else get the shot. The only reason, well, the two reasons why I ended up not waiting for the shot, because I was thinking to myself, you know what, we might as well wait for the ones that handle the variants, and I didn't really want to take a shot that somebody else could, but I had to get my mom done, and my mom was nervous and wanted to wait until I got mine to see what happened. So I'm like, you know what, fine. And I do take care of some patients, and I do see some patients. So when it was kind of put to me that, well, wait a second, you're going to put them at risk if you're not vaccinated. See, I'm looking at the vaccine as, okay, well, it protects me. I forget that it also can protect others. So if I'm going to be around others and they're assuming that I, as a doctor, have been vaccinated, you know, and again, I was like, I'm going to wait, you know, let somebody else, I don't want to take the shot away from somebody else, but it's, they want doctors and everybody vaccinated. So I'm going to get, and I'm still not done, by the way, I still have to get my second shot, but that's why I was delayed on it, because I'm like, you know, let somebody else get it that needs it. Not guinea pig. I feel confident that it's safe enough. And again, I'm taking my mom. If I didn't think it was safe, I wouldn't have my mom and husband get it. Kids are going to wait. My kids, they don't get theirs till next fall. My kids don't want it, but I'll have them get it later, you know. But no rush on them because their age group is not high risk. But personally, I think anybody who is an essential worker that is putting their lives on the line to keep those of us who get to work from home nice and comfortable in our apartment or house with power and Wi-Fi, those essential workers should be getting the vaccines. I don't think it's supposed to be, you know, dependent on money, on wealth, on a political affiliation. And, you know, I think it really should be that simple. Also, those who are at higher risk. If we see a huge preponderance or a a large, shall we say, if we see a huge discrepancy in those who are, shall we say, African-American or Latino in terms of having more severe morbidity and mortality, then those people should probably have access. It shouldn't be about race. It shouldn't be about, you know, well, we got to, you know, look like we're being equal. And so we're going to, if you're white, you don't get the shot. It shouldn't be about that, because then you end up looking racist in that respect. But if you have people that are more at risk of dying, then those are people at higher risk. And if they're at higher risk, then they need the vaccine. So these codes, they say the special access codes were provided to community organizers to distribute as part of a program to address vaccine inequality in Black and Latino areas. The codes were meant for residents of those neighborhoods who were eligible for the vaccine under current state criteria but might struggle to make an appointment. But they were shared in group texts by people who the codes weren't meant for. So according to the New York Post and the LA Times, people with the ability to work from home, the wealthier Californians were able to get the code. Some of them were able to get appointments at two mass vaccination sites, Cal State Los Angeles and Oakland Coliseum. Unclear how the misuse of the codes began. Dimitri Anthus, 32 years old of Oakland, said he was contacted by a friend who claimed the shots were at risk of expiring and anyone could use the codes to schedule an appointment. Seems like that game Telephone, where you hear one thing and by the time somebody gets it, it's completely different. So he said he had no intention of skipping the line or taking a vaccine before others in need. I thought I was taking a dose that would otherwise expire. So he made an appointment for himself, and then he sent the code to a dozen friends. You know, he said it's not what I was doing. He said, you know, he wasn't spreading misinformation and trying to game the system. Brian Ferguson, a spokesperson for the California Office of Emergency Services, said officials have canceled appointments with one code that appears to have been widely disseminated. Governor Gavin Newsom on Tuesday also acknowledged that there had been misuse, and they're looking to change the system to use individual codes instead. Oh, it's a cluster. It's an absolute cluster. But it's true. You know, we are seeing certain populations buy, bribe, finagle, people that have access to computers. People don't understand. Just because we have computers doesn't mean everybody does. Just because there's Wi-Fi or Obama phones or whatever doesn't mean everybody has access to a smartphone or to a laptop or, you know, to the internet. And so there are people that want to get a vaccine that want to do it old school. This is my problem with us being so reliant on computers. You have, you know, huge, vast amounts of the population that don't have that kind of access. And mind you, can I just say, that costs money. You know, we're talking to one of my sons to move out, support himself, and, you know, he was looking at how much rent cost. And he's like, okay, I think I could do it. I'm like, okay, what about power? Are you going to want your cell phone? You're going to have to pay for that? What about your computer? You're going to need internet. You know, once you start to calculate all that, you know, rent, that there's a lot more expenses. You have water, food, car insurance, car. I mean, you know, I had to do it all myself. He has to do it himself. I mean, if I'm going to be a good parent, he needs to do it himself. But there's all these extra expenses. I didn't have to pay for a computer. I had to have a typewriter so I could do my, I think it was a little bit of a word processor. I remember I went to Circuit City because I still had to do my reports for school. And it cost like $200. And man, that was like 3 or 4 weeks of work at Jack in the Box for me to pay. But I was able to do it. So anyway, these codes, please be careful. If somebody says this is a code because shots are going to expire, please double check with the health department. Because the last thing you need is to be accused of, unfortunately, taking, you know, a shot from somebody who needs it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are hammering the sweeping coronavirus relief bill.
This is the wrong path, and this is not what President Biden said he would do at the inaugural.
Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, telling reporters a nearly $2 trillion bill needs to get America back to work, back to school, and back to health.
How much time do you have, Mr. President, to go through the litany of things in this bill that have nothing to do with COVID?
The United States Food and Drug Administration found that a Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine was 66.1% effective in preventing moderate to severe virus disease and that it had a favorable safety profile. An FDA advisory committee set to meet Friday to discuss authorizing the vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Golf legend Tiger Woods is recovering from surgery after a car accident. The SUV he was driving went off a road and rolled yesterday morning just south of Los Angeles. Woods, suffering multiple open fractures in the two main bones in the lower leg and a broken bone in his right foot and ankle. All that being said, sports writer Mike Lupica tells MSNBC, don't count Woods out as far as returning to the PGA.
Ben Hogan, 71 years ago, was in a car with his wife that got hit by a Greyhound bus. And, Joe, he was younger at the time. He's only 37 than Tiger was. And his pelvis, ribs, shoulder, eye, everything that could possibly have happened, his body was crushed and shattered. And he came back to play the best golf of his life. Tiger's not going to do this. Tiger's never going to be the Tiger of 21 and 22 and 23. But I'm not ruling out the fact that he might once again play golf.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a new Gallup poll, this is very, very interesting, has, and let me pull it out and let me get some of the information here. It's a Gallup poll. For the first time, we have a record number of U.S. adults identifying as LGBTQ, about 5.6% of total adults. Now, I told you that when I was in medical school, we got different numbers. When I was in medical school, we were taught that 1 in 8 people have experimented with people of same sex, and 1 out of 6 men identified as gay. Now, this was in the 90s. Now, 1 out of 6 men identified as gay. That was not the percentage that was nationally known. 1 divided by 6 is like what, 0.16666? That's about 16.6%. So we were taught that 1 in 6 men were gay. So that's a higher percentage. And so I've seen that. We have family members who are gay and transgender, and many of my friends are LGBTQ. So I knew the percentage was higher than the 3% or the 2% numbers that were nationally known. But a very interesting statistic is of these 5.6% of the population being LGBTQ, about 15.9% or 16% are Generation Z. Actually, let me reword it. 16% of Gen Zs identify as LGBTQ. Now, you see, that is the statistic that parallels what I learned back in medical school. So to me, what this means is it's not that LGBTQ is rising or becoming more prominent, is you have people feeling more comfortable to admit and to identify. And because I keep getting asked, as people watch TV and they see shows and, you know, Modern Family, which I love, Bravo Channel, and, you see people are noticing a higher percentage of those who are LGBTQ. And I keep saying, we've always had a large percentage and a good sized percentage, but it's people were afraid to say. People were afraid to be open about it, and now they are. And so, this is kind of reflective of us doing a much better job, allowing people to not feel like they have to be forced to live a life that they don't want to. You know, being a physician, I can't tell you how many patients I saw who had depression or anxiety or troubled marriages. And, I would ask, do you have feelings for people of your sex, opposite sex, I didn't want to say, I think you're gay, but I was right because maybe it's because I've dated so many and maybe because I've turned so many people off, women, that, I just end up picking up on it. But, their affinity towards being with somebody or falling in love with somebody didn't jive with who they had to traditionally marry or who they traditionally had to live with. There was a young child, she was a teenager, and she apparently had a close friend. She had a close friend, and they ended up starting to date. And, the family had told me that, they had talked to her and said, when was it that you turned gay? And I told them that's not the right question. All right, the question is, when did she fall in love? All right, she fell in love. You could fall in love with, man, woman. You could fall in love. And people don't turn. It's not something that a lot of people, we're learning more about homosexuality, and I think the population is catching up, where it's not somebody that goes, you want to know what? He's good looking, and so I think I'm going to want him. It's not that. It's, people fall for somebody, they love somebody, and then they want to get close. And when they want to get close, they, and some people might just have an outright affinity saying, look, this is what I've always wanted. This is what I'm into. There we go. Others might, they're like, look, there's a lot of, shall we say, pansexuals or even bisexuals where it really isn't, I'm just into girls or I'm just into guys. It's, I want to be with this person, and being with this person means I want to be intimate with them. And so be it, if they're of the same sex or not. So this is a very interesting poll, and nobody's talking about this, but it's not that we have more people becoming gay or LGBTQ, it's we have more people being able to identify. So some of the statistics here from this Gallup poll, they looked at 15,000 people. These were interviews conducted throughout 2020 with Americans age 18 or older, and they found that 1 in 6 Generation Z adults, now remember, the Gen Zs were born after 1996, so the Gen Zs are 1996 to 2010. Generation Alpha is 2010 on, so they're just barely getting into their tweens. The millennials are 1980 to 1996. So the Gen Zs, so those were born after 1996, they're the ones that feel more open. One in six between the ages of 18 and 23 identify as LGBTQ. And keep in mind, these are people comfortable enough to identify, which means the numbers are higher. They say it dropped to less than 2% in those who were born before 65. Well, those are the baby boomers. And they said one of the reasons why LGBTQ identification has been increasing over time is that younger generations are far more likely to consider themselves to be something other than heterosexual. This is according to Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones. So some of the other statistics is in terms of bisexuality, Gen Z more likely, by the way, of the LGBTQ, 11.5% identified themselves as bisexual, 2.1% gay, 1.4% lesbian, 1.8% transgender. Millennials, 5.1% bisexual, 2% gay, 0.8% lesbian, 1.2% transgender. So more Gen Zs identified as transgender than others. When you look at the traditionalists, those are the ones born before 46, 0.3% identified as bisexual, 0.3% gay, 0.2% lesbian. Gen X is my generation, 1.8% bisexual, 1.2% gay, 0.7% lesbian. But this is also an interesting statistic. Many people think that the majority of LGBTQ are gay. Bisexual is what I have been saying appears to be the more common identification, because you have people that like to have sex with both men and women. And I know it's very difficult for people to understand. And, you know, for those of us that, you know, are religious and read the Bible, and the Bible said you can't have sex on your period, you're unclean, you can't have sex at this time, you can't have sex with same sex, you have to procreate. You know, when you look at this large a population, you start to wonder why, or you don't wonder, but you start to see why religion is starting to fall out of favor with many of the younger generations. If you have 16% of the youngest generation identify as LGBTQ, and they don't feel that their religion will encompass them, they're not going to, you know, they're probably not going to be very religious. And so we need to understand where our population is going. As a doctor, I think it is very important to have religion in your life. I think it's also very important to be who you are and to have acceptance of who you are. And it's very important to not live a life or feel forced to live a life that you can't live. It just doesn't work. It comes out in somatic complaints, mental illness, drug addiction. You need to be able to, you know, be who you are. You can't suppress something as having a affinity or a love or, you know, wanting to be with somebody else. But these percentages are very telling, and they kind of mirror what a lot of us doctors have been saying is what our population is. You know, this was done by the Gallup poll, and I think high time that we have more serious conversations about, you know, who is our population and, you know, what a good majority of them want and how they want to be identified and perceived. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello, I'm a bald person.
which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have asked me about tattoo removals and how to get rid of a tattoo. So we're going to talk about that. But there's this one girl that I think wants to get rid of a tattoo, and I don't know if she's going to do it because she has won the TikTok challenge for having the dumbest tattoo ever gotten. Now, I feel bad for her. She has a good attitude, and I think she's really relieved that she admitted that she got this tattoo, but I don't know if you heard about this. So, she's from Kentucky, And she is only 25 years old. Her name is Leah Holland. Sweet thing. And apparently a few years back, she and her friend, a guy friend, were talking. And he had said that, described her as, you know, you are courageously, you're courageous, right? And you are one who will courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask. You know, in terms of being open and not being fake. So she claims that for 2 years, she wanted to get a tattoo. And she decided March 4th, 2020, to finally get that tattoo. Courageously and radically refused to wear a mask. Well, 2 days later, the first COVID case happened in Kentucky. Within a month, the CDC goes, you know what? You might want to start covering your face and wear a face covering. By the summer, the World Health Organization said, guys, you need to be wearing masks. And depending on where you lived in the United States, mask mandates cropped up faster than weeds. So now here's Leah, 25 years old, just hours before masks and COVID start hitting her neck of the woods, has a tattoo saying she courageously and radically refuses to wear a mask. And people thought it was a joke, but nope. And she on TikTok said, look, I got this before the pandemic. She's had to cover it. She's been afraid that people are going to think she's an anti-masker, and she's not. Which, by the way, I really hate these labels, anti-vax, anti-mask. I really hate these labels. You know, if somebody has concerns, I mean, people just label it quickly to shut them up so people can't go, look, this is my concern. I just think people have a false sense of security with some of these masks, and they're going to, you know, kiss people and go out and when the mask might not really protect against this small virus. That, you know, but people are labeled anti-mask, they're labeled anti-vax, and they can't, you know, they can't defend themselves. So she says that she's not anti-mask, but she's had to cover her arm ever since because she doesn't want it taken out of context. So it looks like she's been relieved and, you know, that she could open up and tell everybody she has it, you know, and at least get her story straight, get her story out there so people don't, you know, accuse her of something. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, as people say. But if she did want to, you know, get rid of the tattoo, which I think she will, because unfortunately nobody's going to understand the pre-COVID meaning to that. I guess refuse to wear a mask, meaning you refuse to be fake, you refuse to, you know, not show who you are inside. That you know, the term mask will always be related to COVID, I think at least for the next century. So if you did want to remove a tattoo, how do you do it? Because that ink is in there, and that ink gets into the dermis, and it's there for good. Well, there are ways to make tattoos less permanent. So older tattoos, the ones that were the stick and poke, appear to be easier to remove than some of the newer ones. According to Healthline, some of the colors are easier to remove than others, like black, brown, dark blue, green. The larger, darker, more colorful tattoos are more time-consuming and expensive to remove than the smaller, lighter, and less colorful ones. So, due to the risk of side effects, it's also more difficult to remove tattoos if you have darker skin, a pre-existing condition like eczema, or a health condition that affects the skin like herpes. Some people, when they get a tattoo, they'll get a herpes outbreak, a skin herpes outbreak. But they say you still should be able to, you know, attempt even at least a blurring of the tattoo and a removal. So you want to talk to your healthcare provider, of course, before you get this done. And most laser removal centers are manned by a physician or personed. We're not supposed to say manned anymore. Personed, run by a, or operated. So tattoos are removed most commonly, according to Healthline, with this Q-switch laser. The Q-switch laser sends out energy in one strong pulse. The pulse of the energy heats up the ink in your skin so you could dissolve it. Now, this can't be a one-shot deal. You usually need a number of laser treatments over several weeks or longer to remove it. And they don't completely remove the tattoo. They lighten it, fade it, so it's much less noticeable. So tattoos with many colors are obviously more difficult to remove. They might require treatment with different lasers, different wavelengths. So the best candidates are those with lighter skin because laser treatment can unfortunately change the color of darker skin. If you have darker skin, they say the best laser option is Q-switched ND-YAG laser treatment. It's least likely to change the color of darker skin, probably because it affects the melanocytes. Older tattoos will fade most with laser treatment. Newer tattoos more difficult. So how much does it cost? Well, I've seen price tags in the thousands. But it really depends on the size, the color, the age of the tattoo. According to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, the average cost is about $463. Will tattoo removal be covered by insurance or tax deductible? Probably not. Now, will it hurt? Yeah. Just like a tattoo hurts, this could hurt. But usually the tech can numb the tattoo with a local anesthetic, and then they apply the laser. Sometimes the skin is going to bleed, blister, swell, because again, they're trying to heat up and burn. You know, it's a type of burn, kind of a thermal burn, to try to melt and get the inflammatory system to wipe that ink away. The process is repeated over multiple sessions until you're happy with the extent of how much your tattoo has faded. Generally, it takes about 6 to 8 sessions, and you have to wait 6 to 8 weeks between sessions. So this could definitely take about a year time. And then, of course, you need to, take care of any of the blistering. You have to take care of any of the redness. It's obviously not fun. But, you know, if you get blisters, you don't want to pick at them. You don't want to pick at the scabs. You don't want to re-tattoo over it yet. Some people might do that. I would say definitely wait, you know, some time. You know, now people have asked, what about what about the tattoo ink? How dangerous is it? You know, does it get absorbed? Well, it does. There was a study a couple years back from Germany. It was published in Scientific Reports that said that nanoparticles from tattoo ink do leak into the body. Now, we've known that tattoo ink will migrate to lymph nodes because when researchers would biopsy somebody for another reason, they would find tattoo ink and go, well, huh, that's interesting. But a study a few years back actually looked at particles in nano form. I mean, invisible to the naked eye. And they found that lymph nodes become tinted with the color of the tattoo because the body is trying to clean the site of the entrance of the tattoo. But in nano form, it means that it is at the micro level moving. Now, how much does it move? Where does it go? Well, it could go throughout the whole body. The lymph glands and the lymphatic system is trying to keep it away from other tissues, but it could still, in that form, be small enough to travel. Now, what isn't tattoo ink? Well, you got titanium dioxide, heavy metals like lead, beryllium, chromium, cobalt, nickel, arsenic, other preservatives. And so the safety of a tattoo, we've assumed it's fine because many people have, you know, tattoos. You know, and we've really not linked it to breast cancer or prostate cancer or colon cancer or anything like that. But you do have a lot of people in the medical community going, look, you know, we just don't know what this effect this has on people. So it's, you know, one argument is, do you really want to go through the tattoo removal? Because then that also causes dissipation of the ink. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.